Morning, Cam call.
Hey, is Arden?
Speaking.
Hey, Art, sneak over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Okay.
Yeah, look, I don't know if you remember, we actually spoke back in February about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. You had mentioned at the time that you didn't really have anything coming up, but I should check back in every now and then. So give me a call towards the end of the year here and, you know, just checking in and see how business has been.
Well, business is good, but we don't have any growth pattern at this time.
Right, yeah. I mean, how have you guys been since then, since last time we talked? You guys, you know, seeing at least a little uptick towards the end of the year?
Well, actually, we've been pretty busy all year long, you know, from the first of the year, so.
Oh, hey, that's not that, it's not that bad. A lot of my clients are kind of more along the lines of, I guess they would follow more of a cyclical pattern, so they're up, they're down, but I'm glad to hear that you guys have stayed pretty consistently busy the entire year. Did you attribute that to anything in particular?
No, we got a pretty good customer base. We do all kinds of variety of parts. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are CNC machine shop over there, right?
Yeah, we're something like a job shop.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but I had mentioned that the division of the bank I work in specializes in providing financing options to machine shops in the manufacturing industry. So it's always nice to know, you know, like the type of area, I guess, that you're in and how that kind of, affects your guys' work. Do you, specifically work with certain industries? Like, do you have, you know, more of a focus within oil or aerospace, or are you just consistently always general?
Always general. We do have one line that we make parts for a customer who sells worldwide, and he keeps us pretty busy all year long. So
yeah, I can imagine that. You have a customer who sells internationally, and that must mean you guys get a lot of orders from them consistently.
Right, and a lot of, you know, we placement parts, and yeah, so it's a pretty good customer we have.
That's good. How do you guys kind of prepare yourselves for, I guess, keeping up with the busyness that comes? Do you guys do anything differently to maybe source some new customers, keep yourself even more busy? Like, do you market or do any, like, marketing campaigns? Or are you guys all more along the lines of word of mouth?
Our company is based on word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say probably 95% of our customer is by word of mouth.
Wow, that's a lot. How long you guys been doing that?
Since 1980, we've been doing this. I started in my basement.
No way.
As a hobby, and it got away on me.
Wow, Art, that's really cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You turned your hobby into a passion, and your passion into your career. That's amazing.
Yeah, it worked out good.
So. Well, yeah, it sounds like it. You've been in business for, you know, this long, since 1980.
Yeah.
That's more, I guess you could say, I would say, you know, awesome than what I've seen in the past from people, because most of the time my clients have only been in business on average about 15 to 20 years, and you're hitting 35,
yeah,
which is amazing. 36, like, I'm dumbfounded by that. That's amazing. So yeah, I mean, you know, with, I guess, of course, with the time that you've been in business, you've I would assume have established yourself within the community. Have you, like, moved around, or have you always stayed in the same place?
Well, I had in my house, and I went to a 5-car garage, and when I bought another house,
mm-hmm,
a larger place, I was in a 5-car garage for probably about 10 years. Then from there, I went to Industrial Park in Silver Lake, and then from there, in 2005, we bought a building and been in here ever since. So.
Wow. Is that out in Union Grove?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's amazing. You guys have definitely shown the growth pattern, the consistency of moving up.
Yeah, we're very conservative. I have to say that.
Right. Well, I mean, any type of business should be at least somewhat conservative in terms of, like, how they, you know, expand and grow. If you expand and grow too fast and too rapidly, then sometimes that leads to a lot of shortfalls, you know?
Yes. And, you know, we don't usually stick our neck out too far because, you know, we have our ups and downs, you know, but it's the way it is. But, you know, we haven't had a real downfall for years. I say maybe back in 08, when everybody crashed. We crashed right along with everybody else, but we had enough money in a nest egg that we were able to survive and grow along with it. So.
No, and that is something that not a lot of businesses have the chance to say. You know, a lot of American small businesses definitely kind of fell under the short end of the stick. I would say that they weren't able to make it through the financial crisis. They closed up shop. But the ones that survived, the ones that have been around the business for a long time, those are the ones that have made the smart decisions and smart business moves to keep themselves afloat, you know, like yourself, for example.
Right.
You were able to get through it. You know, how did you guys get through that hard time? Did you employ a different strategy? Did you cut down on work, downsize before anything? Or?
Well, we did cut down in the labor a little bit. We went down to 32 hours, but that lasted about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started picking up right away again, and, you know, not as many. You know, we had maybe 6 employees instead of 8, and but we managed. So.
That's awesome. And since then, you've obviously seen more exponential growth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And I can only imagine that there's nothing really stopping you now, huh? You just keep getting bigger?
Well, that's funny. I got to stop for a while and analyze everything before I even do anything else and see where I want to be.
Right. Are you looking to, what, retire, or what's going on?
Nah, not full-time, but maybe part-time retirement.
Yeah. Do you have anybody you'd like to pass the torch down to?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have any kids or anything, so, you know. One thing I can do is maybe offer it to employees, you know, if they're willing to jump into it.
Hey, and that's never a bad thing, you know.
No.
Because I guess with that comes leaving your legacy for other people to fill the shoes, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, that's and it's good sometimes, but, you know, in the meantime, of course, you got to still run the business and do what you do best.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so Art, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you here, but do you typically have a time where you look at the business and sit down, analyze it, and whether or not you need to bring on some new equipment or might need some extra cash on hand rather than, you know, depleting your own cash accounts?
Well, we have never had any serious problems of cash. So,
mm-hmm.
But usually, you know, if we start looking, you know, if we start having issues with the machine or something, then we'll, you know, get rid of it and get another one, you know. But
yeah, because I can only imagine the cost of repairs on those things run pretty high. When if something like, let's say, for example, if a machine breaks down and it's 20 years old, right, and a CNC machine, an old one that's around 20 years old, and you've been using it for a while, and it breaks down, and you're just like, it's not even worth fixing, to be honest, when you can get a newer one that will, one, be more efficient, and two, probably, you know, increase your revenue.
But we're in pretty good shape right now. That's now we've got pretty good machines. We're not really looking into advancing yet. You know, right now our capacity on the shop itself is pretty full.
Oh, hey, that's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
The accumulation of machines over the years.
Yeah. So before I can grow anymore, either I go on a second shift, which is probably more practical, than or build onto the shop. But I'm looking more like adding a second shift.
Ah, got it. So you want to be able to run the machines consistently rather than, you know, for a certain time shift. Yeah, one of my clients actually does that. They do a 2-part shift, so they're running from 6 to 12 a.m., 6 in the morning to 12 a.m., so they're nonstop.
Yeah.
Hey, and it helps because, you know, you push out more parts and you push out more of the orders at a faster time, so you're able to meet your customers' demands, of course, and that's always one of the deciding factors when a customer comes to you. It's whether or not they want to get the parts as soon as they can. And if you can tell them, hey, I run my guys for, you know, so-and-so amount of hours a day, I'm sure we can, you know, push out your order quicker than our competitors. Boom, there you go.
Yeah, because usually we run a split shift from 5 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But when things start slowing down or anything, To keep everyone pretty busy, we just go back on 40, you know, just on a straight 8-hour days.
Right.
And that's where we are now. But we, like I say, we are busy. We are keeping up the demand. But, you know, if we can't keep up with the demand, then we go into our split shift and we knock them out.
Yeah, and typically, you know, it just really depends on what's going on with, I guess you can say, your local industry, right?
Right.
And it just depends on the orders that you have coming in and everything. So essentially, it just depends on what they want, really.
Right, exactly.
And you kind of have to tailor to it.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Excuse me. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm glad that I definitely had the chance to catch up with you here. It seems like, you know, we definitely got more in depth along the lines of what you actually do rather than me just, you know, kind of seeing how everything's been, right?
Right, right. You understand how we operate. And so,
yeah, because, you know, the business I work for, the bank, we're a privately owned bank, and what we really focus on our end here is building a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, financing is on your mind on a 24/7 basis.
Right.
So we know that, you know, there's not always a need immediately, but it's nice to at least be able to, you know, let you know that we're here for you when the time comes. If you're looking at possibly needing, you know, a new machine, that you want to go the equipment financing route, or even if you're looking to expand the business again and maybe go into a new, I guess, building, and you need some money for the down payment, you don't want to use your own money, mm-hmm. examples like that. So it's,
right.
you know, it's how we base our relationship with our clients, and it's how we build up the trust, because essentially that's what it comes down to, right, Art?
Right. Yep,
and,
exactly.
And I would like to earn your trust and earn your business down the line, and, you know, if you don't mind me checking in every now and then just to see how things are going, I would really, you know, think that there's something beneficial that I think can come between the both of us.
Okay, yeah.
Doing a little business together.
Okay, yeah. That'd be fine.
Yeah. I still have your email as just the info@one. Does that go directly to you, or does that go to somebody else? That goes directly to you?
Yeah, it goes to me.
Okay. You know what I'll do? I'm going to reshoot you over my contact information so that you have me on file again. You can tuck me away over there, print me out, put me in a little file, whatever you want to do, really. But
okay.
When the time comes, and you are looking to add on equipment, whether that's before year's end or somewhere down the line, I'm a phone call away.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Art. It was good catching up with you. I'm glad we had the chance to, you know, talk again and see how everything was going. But I'll shoot over that email, and, you know, I'll check in every quarter or so to see how business has been, and if there's something that comes up that we can possibly, you know, help each other out with.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Art. You take care, and have a great rest of the week, okay?
Okay. There you go.
All right. Bye now.
All right.